Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to a new year of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. If you're new to our podcast, know that this runs every morning, Monday through Friday. It's 5 minutes a day, and our job and our goal in sharing these podcasts with you are that you might be able to hear Scripture, that you might be able to apply it to your daily life, something in your regular, everyday, as-you-go life, and then have an opportunity for you to respond or to think through or consider how your life might be adjusted, changed, and bettered because you've heard and received and you've been able to comprehend and put Scripture to work in your heart to change not only you, your family, your business, or where you work, but literally the world as God works through you. So today, as we kick off here on January 2, I want to invite you to be a part of this first month, and don't miss any time. My daily blog, which is Monday through Friday, our weekday podcast, which is Monday through Friday, our Sunday teaching, which is every Sunday, 9:30 and 11, all of these tools are focused in the month of January and early February for us to be able to understand and go to work on the climb. Each of us have an individual climb. We each have a task ahead of us that God has uniquely ordained and equipped and has prepared us for right now. Now, there's really three kind of people that look at the climb. The first group is a group that says, you know, I can't do it. I could never do that. I've never understood that God had a plan for my life. I don't really know what to do. And you know, for those folks, what I would say to you is, man, the first thing I want to encourage you to really take a look at is, what is it you need to let go of? What is it that's remaining with a claw of fear wrapped around you, keeping you from being all God wants you to be? And try to determine and ask the Lord. And I would just say, my experience has said, ask the Lord plainly, simply, Lord, what is it that has a grip on me, that's got fear wrapped around my heart, that keeps me from attempting the climb, attempting to do something great for you? And I promise you, when you respond to what the Lord reveals in your heart, you will start finding that there's an amazing relief and you have an amazing release. There's a relief in that you don't have to be fearful. There's a release that you can now get out on the adventure and start the climb. Like, my word for this year is courage. I want the courage to lead well. I want the courage to answer God well. So let's start today in the 100th Psalm. Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving, which doesn't sound like it should be here at the first of the year, but I would say this is foundational for us as we begin to take a look at what the Lord has laid out for us as we enter into a season of the climb, and as we're about trying to find that release and that relief, and then inevitably the reaction of being able to be used by God every day. Here's what the scripture says. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that Yahweh is God. He made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For Yahweh is good and his love is eternal. His faithfulness endures through all generations. Now, that's just five short verses in Psalm 100. But I encourage you, don't just listen to it on this podcast. Pull it up on your phone and read that in the text. Because you see, Psalm 100 is an invitation to the climb. Psalm 100 is calling us to this foundational point of worship and literally saying, are you going to be all in the climb? Are you going to be all in 2017 as God has invited you into worship? This psalm is comprised of two parts. The first three verses would have been sung by pilgrims that were traveling to Jerusalem. Now, the last two verses would have been the response to those in the temple gates calling the travelers to come inside. But what exactly are we invited to do? Well, I want you to notice carefully that in Psalm 100, in these five short verses, there are six imperatives that structure the psalm, and they tell us the invitation that we have from God Almighty to join him in the climb for this year. Are you ready? Number one, shout triumphantly to the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I try to avoid shouting. So when I come across something like this in Scripture, I get a little uncomfortable, And what does it really mean? Well, the word used here means to sound an alarm. If there was a fire, we would make sure to alert people around us. In this passage, we're called to actively alert other people to the significance of the glory of the Lord. Now think about it. With Christmas having just passed, we get this concept of, and the glory of the Lord shown all about them, right? But here is what we're invited to be a part of in the climb. We are invited to have the glory of the Lord not only shine in us, on us, but through us and coming out from us. We are literally being invited to shout the goodness of God. Secondly, to serve the Lord with gladness. Worship, my friend, listen, is always a matter of the heart. Every teaching Jesus has is a matter of the heart. A heart transformed by the grace of Jesus is a heart that finds joy in serving him. So on the one hand, you are invited to shout. Secondly, you're invited to serve. If you haven't found a place to serve, to make a difference, to literally be used of the Lord, then you're never going to get on the climb. You're going to always wind up down at the base thinking, I wonder how cool it would be to get to the mountaintop. Third, come into his presence with singing. Now, maybe you're like me and you just can't sing a lick. Well, we're invited to let our gladness spill over into song. You know what's really interesting? Singing is a way to verbalize our joy. Isn't it cool that God delights in music? I mean, rather than having to cower in shame before the Almighty, instead of having to go in like a hangdog with our head between, you know, our legs and our tail tucked behind us, literally, we are invited into his presence rejoicing in the power of the gospel. And that, my friend, that's worth singing about. Then to acknowledge that Yahweh is God. Now here, we're invited to humbly lay down our self-reliance, and we're invited to acknowledge the power and the authority of God. We're invited to orient ourselves around the gospel of Jesus, the perfect provision of Yahweh God. It is this foundational understanding that before you can climb the mountains and make all kind of extraordinary things happen because you've trusted Christ and you can do all things through him, we have this really fundamental understanding that if we don't see God as God, if we don't see that we are the creation of God, if we don't see that in God is the provision of Yahweh all things, then we're never going to get on the climb. Then you know what it says? Enter his gates. I love this. We're called to move beyond ourselves and enter into something that's far more, something far greater. The folks inside the temple walls would extend this call to the folks outside the temple walls, and the object of our worship, God, invites us to enter into his presence. Think about that. God has invited you into his study so that you can climb up on his lap and let him wash over you with truth and love and light and joy. And then, what does it say? Give thanks to him. You see, thankfulness on the journey, thankfulness on the climb comes from awareness. If I'm not thankful, it's probably because I'm unaware of what I've been given. When we give thanks to God, we contemplate his greatness. We see more of who he is and what he has done. You see, the appropriate response here is gratitude. Shout, serve, sing, acknowledge, enter, give thanks. Yahweh, God, is good, and his love is eternal. His faithfulness endures through all generations. This is the invitation to the climb, my friend. Don't miss a single day, and whatever you do today, join in. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.